Welcome everyone to Get the Popcorn Ready podcast. We are officially launched, right, Sean? Are we officially launched?
We are officially launched.
We are officially launched. This is episode one of hopefully many more episodes coming to talk about all kinds of fun stuff. And I know we talked about it in the trailer. We talked about how we're going to talk about the Flyers, the Eagles, Sixers, and Washington Redskins, just pretty thing, anything sports in general, probably
college basketball.
College basketball, absolutely. Well, we're getting ready to start March Madness soon. I mean, we can kind of dive into that right now. I mean, you're Duke Blue Devils.
Yeah, they took a loss yesterday afternoon, but
yeah,
Filipowski got hurt in that court storming, which.
Explain more about what that was, because I actually didn't really. I didn't really see much about that. What happened? I do know that someone got hurt. So that was a player that got hurt? That was a player? I think he's having a little trouble with his earpiece. But, yeah, okay.
Filipowski got hurt in a court storming.
Okay.
And he was trying to get off the court.
Yeah.
And a fan, was taunting him, pointing right in his face.
Mm. Wow.
And then another fan, shoved him.
Jeez, this is crazy. That's crazy. So, and then the court storming happened after that happened?
Well, there was 1 second left on the clock, and they were already storming the court.
Okay, I got it. Because they beat Duke, and everybody happy when they beat Duke and all that stuff. And I know that upset you. Even you told me yesterday, you were like, I hate seeing my Duke Blue Devils lose more than the Washington Redskins. So that's how I know your blood is definitely blue.
Yeah.
So you're a Dukie through and through.
But even if it's not Duke, I mean, that court storming, like Shire said, it should be banned.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they do it in college football. Yep. Obviously not NFL. There's no, can't do that in the NFL. Nope. Those pros and the things that happens to people when you run on the court.
Exactly.
or the field. It's bad news. But yeah, I'm sorry to hear that about the Duke Blue Devils. And I don't like to see anyone get hurt like that. Yeah. And that's a little bit of a tragedy. But hopefully he can bounce back. And
they said he only sprained his knee. So,
okay. But still it's uncalled for, right? It's an uncalled for thing that's happened. And, hopefully they move on from it and, hey, they're going to be there.
They are,
they're going to be there. So, so Duke, it had the tough loss. We got on a really good game today. Another rival game. I know the Flyers played the Rangers yesterday.
They did.
Give me your take on that now.
It was a hard fought loss. I mean, the Rangers are good. The Rangers always play the Flyers tough.
They did 10 in a row in our building, man. That's the killer, bro. That hurts when you have 10 in a row.
It's 10 in a row this season.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. They won 10 straight games, and that 10th game was in the
Flyers building.
In the Flyers building. I know. I hate that. I was really hoping, when they tied it up in the second period, they had, the momentum. I was this is great. And, hey, I know Ersan has been great, but that was kind of a soft goal.
Yeah, it was soft.
It was a little soft goal. It was a little Carter Hart-ish, right? Hey, they got what's happening today though? Who are they playing today, Sean?
The Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, and how much do we love them? not
at all.
No love lost there, right? Yeah. I guess Patrick or what's the goalie's name? Sir Patrick or something like that. He's going to be in goal for the Flyers
Cal Peterson.
Oh, Peterson. See, that's why you're here. You keep me in check with these names because you are a big time Flyers fan.
Yes.
I'm a big time Flyers fan, but you just know all the other. You know so many. You even know your bench players, which I think that's pretty awesome. But so today it's going to be the Pittsburgh Penguins against the Philadelphia Flyers, and what do you think is going to happen today, Sean?
I think they'll bounce back. I think they'll beat the Penguins.
They're going to beat the Penguins. Okay. I mean, I hope so. I hope it's a bounce back game. But yesterday was an emotional game because it's a back to back now, right? So now you had the Rangers who you were trying to knock off because they've won 10.
And they're ahead of the Flyers right now in the standings. But if they beat the Penguins, they'll get, I think 11 points ahead of them.
11. Okay. Well, damn, that's actually that bad. The Penguins are that bad.
Yeah, they are.
Damn, right. I didn't know they were that bad. So, all right. So, and I know we've been talking about the Flyers a lot. The Flyers have definitely turned a corner. It was really cool to see yesterday during the broadcast. Even like with, you know, PK Subban and the guys that were in the, you know, in the booth talking about them, talking about this is a playoff team.
The Flyers?
Definitely. They put the Rangers to the test yesterday. And what more can you ask for from a young team? Yeah. You know, a young team like that doing their thing the way that they are. And Torty, man, Torty got this team playing well, and it's good to see.
Tortorella has no filter. He'll tell you like it is.
Yeah, and he'll bench you real quick, too.
Oh, definitely.
If you're not doing your job, you're going to go sit down. He'll go find someone else that can do it. Yep. Yeah. Well, that's what you need. You got to have that here in Philadelphia, especially because, you know, he's hard-nosed, right? And he's probably one of the most winningest coach we've ever had as a head coach.
Yes.
And what he's doing with this young team is just phenomenal job. Yes. Phenomenal job. And they're fun to watch again, They're super fun to watch again, and then we really are enjoying it.
I hope we do get some Flyers playoff hockey.
And so we were talking about this yesterday, Lisa and I, and I said, Lisa, you've never seen Flyers playoff hockey with me because, you know, they haven't made it.
No.
And we've been together 2 years, and we haven't seen any Flyers playoff hockey. No. So it's kind of sucky, but it's a whole, like, every possession is like you got your
very exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time.
It is. It really is. It's like, you know, you're always like, get the puck out of the zone. Get the puck out of the zone. So, but I can't wait. I think they're definitely a playoff team. Yes. I think they could bite somebody in the butt, even as a higher seed.
Yes.
And maybe those lower seeds need to watch out because they're going to play really well. Yeah. I'm excited about it, man.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah. So let's change gears for a second. So spring training is in. Right. I think the Phillies are like playing right now
against the Yankees.
They're playing the Yankees right now. I saw they beat up on another team yesterday.
The Blue Jays, they
14
ended,
to something.
They ended,
was
up,
it?
They ended up winning 14-13.
Oh, okay. So 14-13. See, was it on TV?
It was on MLB Network.
We'll see. I don't have MLB Network. I don't make that kind of money yet to pay for MLB Network.
And right now, the Phillies it's the end of the fifth, and they're up 4-0 against the Yankees.
Oh, wow. 4-0 against the Yankees. And I saw Stubby hit a double or something. It's little Garrett Stubbs, little engine that could. He's pretty good. But I'll tell you, I'm excited for the Phillies again this year. They kind of fell short last year, but it's tough to go back-to-back, right?
It's tough to go back-to-back.
And I know you're not a super baseball fan like I am.
Not really. I mean,
but you do enjoy the Phillies. You enjoy the fun of going to a game, even and like hanging out. Like we did that last year, and that was so much fun just getting to a game. And like I said, you're not much of a Phillies fan, but you appreciate the camaraderie around it, which I think that's pretty cool.
And I will admit, I have grown a lot more respect for baseball doing the fantasy baseball over the last 3 years.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah. That's right. You've been doing fantasy baseball. Talk to me a little bit about that. So, is it all online draft? And we obviously don't have a league, but you're on like an online league, correct?
Yeah, it's on ESPN.com. I do it on ESPN.com.
Okay. So a little ESPN.com action. And it's just like bragging rights, or you have to put money in? Or
it's for free.
It's a free. Okay.
It's a free league.
I used to, man, back in the day, I used to do an auction league where you were only given like $250, so to speak. And first one would be like, oh, it's Bryce Harper. And they'd be like, well, I'll start the bidding at 25, right?
Okay.
But you can't go real high because you still have to pay for pitching. You still got to pay for shortstops. And, right. So if you're paying for, an auction guy and you're paying $60-$70 for it, like, now you have nothing left to get the rest of your team. Yeah. So but that was a lot of fun. Yeah. Maybe we can throw something like that together.
I think Justin said he's doing a fantasy baseball draft. So he asked me if I want to do it. So
I'd be interested. Yeah, I mean, if you want to throw a couple of dollars at it, I'd be interested. Yeah. Just to keep me interested of all the players that are still out there. I think you know more about some of the players that because of your drafts and the things that you're doing, and it's pretty cool. But so we got baseball starting, and You know, we did just have, I know we were trying to get this episode a little bit earlier, but we can talk about the Super Bowl and what that was. I mean, obviously everybody's saying it's fixed, but you know,
I don't think it's fixed. The Chiefs are just really freaking good.
Yeah. Is Patrick Mahomes the new Tom Brady?
I always say yes.
Wow.
I mean, he's good. He's good, but I don't think he's on Tom Brady's level yet.
No, I guess I can't say he's on Tom Brady's level yet, but it seems like anytime he's given the ball, you might as well just say the game's over.
Yes.
Right. And that's what you say about Tom Brady.
Do not give Patrick Mahomes 2 minutes left on the clock. He's going to beat you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what he did. Yeah, and shame on the Niners. Shame on the Niners for not knowing the overtime rules in the playoffs.
Yep.
You know, in the Super Bowl. Because obviously they knew if we stop them here, give them only three points, Patrick gets the ball back, game over.
It's over.
It's game over.
Yep.
And that's a shame. That's a shame. I mean, I'm not a Niners fan, though. So.
Neither am I.
And I don't think Brock Purdy's that good.
No.
I've already said that several times. I think it was a good game, though. Yeah. I mean, all in all, I thought it was a good game. What did you think of the halftime show? Did you watch a halftime show?
Yeah, we were there together watching it.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's right. We went to Leone's watch.
Yeah.
It seems like it was so long ago, man. Yeah. My God. Man. All right. A little bit of oldness creeping in, I guess. So, but yeah, the Super Bowl was good. Let's see. We got all kinds of stuff coming up. Well, let's talk about a little about what we're going to try to do within the next couple episodes. I think what we need to start doing is maybe try to bring some guests on.
Yeah.
You know, let's bring Stu in.
Let's bring Stu.
Let's bring some people in that I think will liven the show up. And what do you think about bringing Frankie in to do some introductions?
We could definitely bring Frankie.
We can bring Frankie and do some introductions. That'd be fun.
We could bring Justin in.
Yeah, we all know about Frankie's voice, so if we can pipe his voice in somewhere, like just to have him do some voiceovers, you know.
Just welcome Chris and Sean. What about Marky Mark?
Oh, definitely have Marky Mark. Mark's one of a kind.
He is.
You know, Mark's one of a kind.
He is one of a kind.
So Super Bowl, new things coming up. So I know we've been talking about pretty much everything, but let's kind of switch gears even more here. I'm going to start talking about some of the things that you and I sit there and crack up about almost every day. And we're going to it's going to be a small segment of this.
Right.
It's going to be Seinfeld, okay?
Seinfeld.
Let's talk about, we're going to talk about Seinfeld for just a little bit because no suit for you, right?
No suit for you. Come back. 1 year.
Yes. It's a classic, right?
Yes,
I mean, we literally go to sleep by it. And then I text you, I'm like, what are you up to? And you're like, I'm watching Seinfeld. I just think that's so funny because we watch it all the time. And, you know, some of the best episodes are just great. What's your favorite? Let me hear what your favorite episode is in Seinfeld.
My favorite episode is probably either the glasses or the Hamptons.
Okay. Remind me again. Oh, the glasses was with the blind guy, right?
Yeah, and he's like, the glasses is like when he's like, may I have one of those, madam?
Yes, may I have one of those, madam, was probably, what'd you call me madam for? There's her lady's glasses. Look, Gloria Vanderbilt collection.
And I also like the episode where George, did you just double dip that chip?
Oh, yeah, that's one of the best. Listen, Timmy, you dip how you want to dip. I'll dip how I want to dip. And then he like pulls his belt up real tight and waits for him to dip again. Oh, yeah. And again, Seinfeld was that was 90s?
90s, yeah.
Right? I mean, and you're younger than me. I'm 47. You're 38.
40.
You're 40. Oh, good Lord. See, I must have missed your last two birthdays. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm 40, but I feel like I'm like 43. Because every time I get up, it's like, oh, my God.
Well, just the other day, I actually slept, woke up, and now my neck hurts. So I got hurt sleeping, you know, and no one wants to get hurt sleeping. But, yeah, so I just want to talk about that because you and I always have a good time talking about Seinfeld and things like that. But, I mean, let's kind of go back into the sports world here.
Wait.
Let's start talking about.
What's your take on the Sixers?
The Sixers. All right. Well, obviously, we're all disappointed that Joel Embiid is still hurt. And we know that this team is not as not nearly as good without Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
And you know they're losing. They did. They won yesterday or the day before, I believe.
They beat the Cavs.
Yes. And well, let's talk about the additions though too, right? So they added Buddy Hield, right? They had other role players that I think if Joel was healthy, this team would be absolutely crushing it with Buddy Hield.
Oh, definitely.
And everything that they've added, and you know Maxey's healthy again, and it's a shame. I mean, yeah. I'm torn because it's like, how many more years do we have to keep putting up with this guy
getting
hurt?
Exactly. You know?
Do we trade him?
It's a possibility.
God, I couldn't see trading him, but man, I'll tell you, it would hurt my soul if he got traded, but I would get it because
at this point, what do you think they could get for him?
Oh man, anything they possibly wanted. I'd want a king's ransom for him,
yeah.
Even though he's hurt. I mean, he's hurt like every year though, like orbital bone issue, you know, knee issues, ankle issues. He's on the floor more than like a dust mop.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense to me that he's on the floor that many much. You know, when you went to Shaq never fell down.
No,
Shaq just pushed you out the way and dunked on
definitely.
You.
Yeah,
and I know Embiid's skill set's a little different. He can shake people and you know do a little drop back three. Which is awesome for a 7-footer, but it's hurting him.
It is. Definitely is.
I'd stick him on the block and let him catch a ball and just dunk it on people. Yep. I mean, that's the easiest way to do it. I'm over here burping and stuff. I'm drinking a beer. That's right. We're drinking a beer on podcast. That's what we do here. We drink beer and talk shit.
Right.
Pretty fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun doing this. But yeah, the Sixers, man. Well, let's change gears. Who do you think is the best team right now in the NBA?
In the NBA, I would have to say the Boston Celtics.
Mm. That hurts my face when you say that. But I have to agree with you. Milwaukee's falling off the face of the earth.
They are falling. Ever since they hired Doc Rivers.
That real winner there. Huh? What a winner they got there. How did he even win a championship? He's absolutely horrendous. That's my buddy's favorite coach. You know Matt Baker, right?
Yes.
He always says, anywhere he goes, every team will lose.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong.
No.
He's not wrong.
No, not
he just
at all.
He doesn't get it. But all right, Nick Nurse, though. Let's talk about Nick Nurse.
Nick Nurse is a great coach. He turned that team around.
He turned that team around, and they have a good team already. So
what I like about Nick Nurse before Embiid's injury,
mm-hmm.
he actually has Embiid playing down low and not out.
Right.
The
yeah. There's a lot of pick and roll.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pick and roll, especially with Maxey.
Yeah.
And now, see, that's why you bring him back, you get that pick and roll going, and then someone doubles that pick and roll, you kick it out the Hield for a money three.
Yep.
I mean, he'll be wide open.
Or you kick it out to Maxey.
Yeah. But Maxey usually is the facilitator, right? He's the facilitator of that play. He may just take it to the hole or just facilitate that type of play where you can kick it out the Hield or kick it out to. Even Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris is actually averaging 17 points a game.
He surprised me. I mean,
I think that's coaching.
Yeah.
I do. I think that's utilizing his skill set to the best of his ability, and he's averaging 17 points a game.
He gets me a lot of fantasy points.
I know. You see, there you go again. You do the NBA fantasy as well. He does Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL.
NHL.
NHL too.
I do all four.
You do all four major sports.
I do all four.
You don't do pickleball or anything, do you?
I don't even know if they have pickleball.
I don't think they're actually there is professional pickleball leagues.
They might have bowling fantasy league.
Wouldn't I be your favorite? I mean, come on. No, actually, I'm okay. I bowl okay sometimes.
They probably even have golf fantasy.
They do have golf fantasy. They actually do have golf fantasy. I looked into that, but it doesn't sound right to me.
That's another guest we could have on.
Who's that? Dieter.
Yeah, I just figured golf. I said golf, and I was like, Dieter.
We could definitely have Dieter on to talk, you know, any golf. Maybe he could teach us how to swing right or all that fun stuff. But
we'll have some Miller Lights for him.
Yes, we have. Well, yeah, because well. Some places around here don't keep their Miller Lights full, so he has to go elsewhere. So I'll make sure we have a whole six pack ready to go when he comes in and graces us with his presence. So That'd be cool though. Like, yeah, actually that would be a lot of fun. So let's see. What else we got, Sean? What else you want to talk about, buddy?
What else is there to talk about?
I mean, everything. Anything. Talk about whatever you want. Right?
Right. Let's see.
Let's talk about Sean's extensive wardrobe of sweatshirts, hats, sneakers, all of his sports wardrobe. And I'm talking to the people out there that's going to listen to this podcast. This guy has every sports team, pretty much, right? You have every sports team? I mean,
in basketball,
you
NBA
do, right?
And MLB, yes.
So when I say every sports team, you have every sports team's what? Hat, sweatshirt, just hat.
Just hat.
Okay, so he's got a hat.
Still a few more I have to collect.
Okay. Well, what else is left?
For baseball, the Padres.
You have every single team but the Padres.
But the Padres.
Good Lord. I can't see myself wearing any other teams. But that's because you're not a baseball fan. You just like the hats. You like the throwbacks, too. A lot of the hats that Sean wears are super freaking cool. Throwback. I mean, yeah. What was the one you're wearing? The Indians? That was the Indians you're
Friday
wearing.
Friday night, I was wearing the Indians.
That was a really cool hat. I like that hat.
Like last week, I had like a cool Toronto Raptors hat.
Yeah, a lot of your stuff is really nice. See, I just stick with Phillies, Eagles, Flyers. I don't ever put like a Mets hat on or anything like that because that to me that's betrayal.
Yeah, see, right? I could do that because I really don't follow baseball.
Yeah.
So.
But you won't wear an Eagles hat.
I will never wear an Eagles hat.
You wouldn't wear an Eagles hat.
Even if I was paid $1 million, I wouldn't wear an Eagles hat.
Oh, come on. If someone gave you $1 million to wear an Eagles hat, you would pass that away.
Mm-hmm.
Get the hell out of here. He's full of shit. We already know he's full of shit. You would never do that. Dude, if someone said, hey, you want to wear a Washington Redskins jersey in the Eagles stadium, and I'll give you $1 million for it, and I already had the money, I would do it.
I would have to see the money up front.
Yeah, I would definitely do it.
If I saw the money up front,
yeah,
I would do it.
If you had the money, it was in your bank account, is what you're saying, is that you will absolutely have the Eagles on, right? Yeah. Okay.
That's the only way I would put anything Eagles on.
Anything Eagles on. All right. Well, you know, to each their own. But yet you have such an extensive library of hats and sweatshirts and... It's just pretty funny.
The only thing I have of Eagles, Cowboys, and Giants is my mini helmets.
And the mini
pennants.
Yeah. And that's another cool thing. I mean, let's talk about that for a second. We're always we're in marvel of what you write every day about the scoring. NBA scores of today,
NHL.
Or of last night, NHL. You're on point with all of that. And I think that's really cool. I think we can utilize a lot of what you're doing there for this podcast.
Yeah,
we can put it on our Facebook page.
Oh,
which
definitely.
That is coming soon, y'all. That we are going to have a Facebook page. We're going to have a titter. We're going to have a titter account. A titter. Yeah. I meant Twitter, obviously, but I mean, maybe we might bleep that out, but I probably won't, because I think everybody would probably rather have a titter account.
Yeah, right?
But anyway, we're going to do a Twitter account. We're going to do TikTok, all that fun stuff. That'll all be out there. But like I said, what you bring to the table with the items that you bring to Facebook is really cool, because now I don't even have to look. All I got to do is just go on your page.
Yeah.
And say, that's who won.
Once baseball starts, I'll start doing
that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then badminton.
Yeah.
And then golf.
Golf.
A little bit of women's volleyball.
Yeah. I just don't do it for soccer because I really don't follow soccer like that.
You know, we got to bring our only Englishman on.
Matt Chamberlain.
Our British sensation, Matt Chamberlain, has to come in here and grace us with his voice.
His soccer knowledge.
And his soccer knowledge. Because, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I do watch Premier League.
Yeah.
I wake up and I watch Liverpool. Liverpool won again yesterday, or was it this morning? I can't remember. I think it was 1-0.
Okay.
I think they're leading the Premier League. I know they're winning the Premier League right now. I don't know enough about it, but I can speak about it a little bit.
I saw like a few of my friends are like Union fans. I mean, I don't know how good they're doing. I mean, I'm not sure.
Union starts soon. The Union start, I think, maybe they already started, but so Matt Chamberlain was saying that he wanted to go see the opener But oh, I know why, because we're going on vacation. We're okay. We're going to Fort Lauderdale, and he wanted to go. I think Sunday. So we won't be here.
Okay.
So between March 10th and March 14th, we won't be here.
So they're starting their season or
They're starting their season. Okay. They're starting their season March 10th, I believe, which is a Sunday.
Who won it last year? Do you know who won it?
That's a good question. I don't know. We'd have to look that up.
Yeah.
I actually don't know. I'm trying to think.
Miami?
Messi was playing with Miami, and I think they made it pretty far, but I don't think they won.
Okay.
And that's pretty funny. Actually, I wouldn't mind going down to see Messi. If they do come, which I'm sure they will, I would love to see that man right there playing soccer, because that would be pretty cool to go see him.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. That would be pretty... Well, let's not call it soccer. We'll call it football.
Football.
Football is life. Football is life. And if there's any...
Foosball.
Yeah. Wait. You want to talk about Waterboy now? Out there playing with that foosball. Mama always said. But yeah, man, we are having a great time doing this. We're going to continue to put on fun shows like this. Hopefully, we're also going to set up an email. We're going to set up an email because I want to get feedback. We're going to set up an email. The email is going to be getthepopcornready@gmail.com. That's coming soon. And we're going to put that out here on our podcast. We're going to put it into all of our, distribution of it. And I'd like feedback. I'd like feedback on how we're doing. What can we change?
Oh, definitely.
What can we do here? What can we do there? Maybe have more of a plan. And then hopefully we get some sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool to get some sponsors?
It would definitely be cool.
Maybe C&M Housing Solutions, which are very good friends of mine. They have a very, very, very good business in flipping houses and all that fun stuff. Yeah. And we obviously know Bobby Schatz. We call him Bobby Schatz. Yeah. He has Kierce Electric. If he's interested in doing something like that, that would be really cool. But I mean, the last parting words here before we go. I mean, I know we're gonna talk about that. We talked about the Flyers already.
The Flyers, yeah.
But the last parting words for what you think everything is going to bring for the upcoming week of sports.
Of sports, I mean,
yeah.
We got.
What are you thinking?
We have some more spring training games coming up.
Yeah, it's almost like every day now, too, isn't it?
Yeah, because the Phillies play on Monday. They play Boston Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after the Flyers play Pittsburgh, when do they play again?
Probably
Wednesday.
Yeah,
something like that.
You look that up.
Yeah, I mean, what we want to do is we want to continue to talk about that, and the feedback is going to be super necessary to get us even a better on track of what we're trying to do here. And I'm having a ball doing this, though. I mean, I really am. It's a lot of fun to just sit on these mics and just talk, just like we did it.
Oh yeah.
Our local watering hole, just messing around and having fun. But we decided to put it out here so other people can enjoy some of our stupid banter.
Yeah, after Pittsburgh today, they're home against Tampa Bay on Tuesday.
Tampa.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa's not that good anymore.
No, nah, not really.
They kind of fall apart.
They have.
Yeah. Well, go Flyers today, right? Let's go Flyers. We're going to try to go watch it here somewhere or go check it out somewhere. Yeah. But looking forward to the Flyers game. And even though it's cold outside, we have a very beautiful day. My wonderful girlfriend Lisa was taking pictures. We're gonna post all that stuff up on the website and really start getting this ball rolling here. What are your final thoughts on today?
Get it out tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to edit it and get it out by tomorrow. Obviously, we don't want to put everything on. I'll edit as much as I possibly can. We'll pipe in some music, pipe in some fun, and we'll have a good time with it.
Yeah, awesome.
So this was the official first episode of Get the Popcorn Ready podcast, and we're super excited about it, man. I can't wait to get it out there.
Definitely.
And I want to give a shout out real quick to Justin and Justine, because they were talking about, they were kind of like yelling at us, talking about, hey, where is our episode?
To get it on, yeah.
To get it on, because they were like, hey, we are waiting at our lake house, which is kind of funny.
Justin sent you popcorn.
Yeah, he sent me popcorn, like, where's my episode? And we weren't able to get it done, but we finally were able to get it done today. First episode in the books. Thank you, Sean. High five. And we love you out there. Y'all have a great, great Sunday afternoon, and you guys take care.